Welcome back to the programme. It's a quarter past seven. Day of Destiny, Scotland aside. Just two newspaper headlines. This morning, Scotland's chance to break away from the United Kingdom has arrived. Voting in the independence referendum got underway just 15 minutes ago with polling stations opening. Opinion polls say it's neck and neck. Commentators are all insisting it's too close to call. Let's see if Torkel Critchin, the Westminster editor of the Daily Record, agrees. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. You're in Glasgow this morning. We're hearing about neck and neck. The bookies seem to think it's going to be a pretty emphatic no, and they're not usually wrong, are they?
Well, you've never seen a poor bookie, and one of the bookies has already started paying out, but none of the pollsters have, that's for sure. There were quite a few polls, eve of polls last night. They ranged from 53-47, our own in the Daily Record, down to 51-49 for the no side in other newspapers. So that's all within the margin of error, and that makes it too close to call.
Turnout is expected to be very big. How big?
Well, 97% of the electorate, 4.2 million people are registered to vote, so a really high, record-breaking turnout is expected. I've been speaking to friends already. The polling stations have been open for 15 minutes, and people are queuing to vote already. So it's going to be a massive vote, one way or another. But it could be decided by a few hundred thousand people who have not made their minds up yet, or will make their minds up when they get into the voting booth and they look at that yes, no decision and put it across in one or another box. Most people are, you know, as I've said, the nation's divided in its opinion. Most people are very entrenched in their views, but there's still a section of the population that has to make its mind up on the spot, and they could be the ones that swing it.
What are the things we're being told will come into their minds? So what are the most important factors for those people?
Well, people say it's an argument of head and heart. People say that the heart, the patriotic heart, will make people want to be proud of their nation and stand up for the nation and perhaps break away from that other nation, the UK. The arguments of the head are that, well, we don't know what currency we'll be paid in the next month, because Alex Salmond, the leader of the SNP, the Nationalist Movement, says there would be a currency union with the UK and would carry on using the pound. Well, every other politician in Westminster has said that wouldn't happen, that Scotland would be on its own with a free-floating pound or the euro or its own currency. This question. And there are fears about jobs, defence, the membership of the EU, and everything else.
Okay,
we just don't on this early on in the campaign. But for their opponents, these big questions haven't been answered yet.
All right, we're probably having some breakup on the line, Torkel, but we'll proceed anyway. What about the issue of Alex Salmond? If it doesn't go the way of the Yes campaign, is it the end of him?
I don't know. He's been a remarkably successful politician. He's had a lifespan of 20 years in a television, you know, 24-hour news television age, where a top politician usually has a shelf life of, what, 6-7 years now before people get fed up with him. He's had almost two lives as leader. He's taken his party from being a minority party to being an opposition in the Scottish Parliament to being the majority government in Scotland, and now taking us to the cusp of this momentous historic decision. If he loses, he says he'll carry on to 2016 and a third term. But he has an able deputy in Nicola Sturgeon, and there is a transition policy for one to hand over to the other. It'll depend on the result, it'll depend on his mood, it'll depend on the mood of the nation. The nation right now is split down the middle.
If, whatever way it goes, and if it is so close, you're going to have a substantial portion of the population disagreeing with the outcome. Is that going to be difficult to manage?
Yeah, we know. I mean, you'll know from your own history that you can't nation build without consensus. You can't do it without taking people with you. And if it's a small majority for yes to break up the UK and to move Scotland away, then quite a large half of the population is going to be unhappy. Similarly, if it's a no vote, then a lot of people are going to have their dreams broken tomorrow morning when the result is finally declared. Of course, the UK politicians, the Westminster politicians, have been rushing in the last couple of weeks to reassure people that a vote for no doesn't mean that there will be no change. They've promised substantially more powers for the Scottish Parliament, tax-raising powers, more powers over welfare and benefits. And, of course, that would in turn unbalance the rest of the UK, because Scotland would be getting a whole lot more powers, and parts of England, Wales and Northern Ireland would demand parity, the same kind of treatment. So whichever way it goes, this is going to change Britain. If it's a yes, it'll break up Britain. If it's a no, it'll shake up Britain forever.
And what about David Cameron in that? You're in Glasgow this morning, but you're the Westminster editor for the Daily Record. We read this morning he's preparing already to make an address outside Downing Street tomorrow, one way or the other. It could be a pretty critical vote for him if it is to go the way of the yes side, couldn't it?
Well, if it goes the way of the yes side, he'll be the Prime Minister who lost Britain, because Britain will be over as we know it. And there would be tremendous pressure on him to resign, particularly from his own party, his own right wing, who of course want him to be more Eurosceptic and want a leader that will take them out of the European Union. So there'd be quite a lot of internal party pressure, but there would just be the pressure of history. I mean, most politicians, most prime ministers manage one or two lines in the history books, and you don't want yours to go down as the Prime Minister that lost Scotland. So he would be, of course, under tremendous pressure. And under tremendous pressure, even if it goes the other way, if it's a no vote, he then has to deliver these powers that he swore to, that he signed up to in our own newspaper, the Daily Record, just a few days ago, just a couple of weeks ago. So his own English Tory MPs will oppose that, won't like that, but they're going to have to wear it or they'll lose Scotland.
All right, Torkel, thanks for speaking to us from Glasgow this morning. That's Torkel Christian there, the Westminster editor of the Daily Record.